Patrick Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. To drive safely.
All right, I'm entering a victory circle. I can't get it. Here it comes. Hey, shake it.
God smiles on them, then God laughs at them. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, we're back live at Dick Van Patten's house. What, Matt, what were you just saying?
I was just saying he was rushing for you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, and I don't mind. So, do you have a racket I could borrow?
The racket's over there.
I'll take this racket, okay.
Okay.
And we will now turn it over to play-by-play sports analyst, Robert Speedbump.
Rob, maybe you could do a little play-by-play and Pat could do the color commentary.
There you go. Excellent. Here you go.
I'd like that.
You want me to do the color?
Yes. Who gets the serve, boys?
Jimmy, you do the color. James.
Well, they requested you, please. We are here live. You are looking live at Dick Van Patten's tennis court. Dick Van Patten has served. It's good. The return by Don. High. Woo. Point, Don Geronimo. Mike returns to Dick Van Patten. Dick Van Patten is tearing up the court.
Good
Don Geronimo.
One, Don.
Great forearm.
Whoops. They ran into each other, but that's okay.
There's not a lot of coordination between Geronimo and O'Mara.
Okay. It's Mike. Mike with a backhand. Over to Dick Van Patten with a backhand. It's a good rally going on. And Don with a terrible shot.
How do you analyze that?
It's called the Helen Keller forehand. He missed it completely.
That's right.
Okay. So the
advantage, Geronimo.
Mike and Don serving. Okay, it's... Here we go. He's serving incidentally into the wrong box, but doesn't matter. Okay, that ball was out by about 35 feet, and the rally continues.
How do you feel about Mike O'Mara's backhand?
I wouldn't teach it.
Well said. It is actually...
Incidentally, that...
It is actually 2-on-1 right now. Hold on, here's... Geronimo.
Mike and I are both ball hogs, and we keep running into each other. We both keep saying, I got it.
Yeah, I lived over on your side of the court. I was in the far right-hand corner.
All right, just stay on your side.
Instead of yours.
It looks to be like Mike and Don learned their serve in the International House of Pancakes. It's
could
so
be.
Slow.
Could be. That, but that's excellent service. A return by Van Patten to Geronimo.
That's a good rally.
Taking two bounces.
Double bounce. My dad started taking two bounces about... 2 months ago.
Well, that's okay. We can do it. Nice form on Van Patten. Geronimo back.
It's a good rally.
Mike O'Mara nice. Showing some energy.
That's a nice shot.
That
shot.
Advantage O'Mara.
Let me tell you something. That was one of the most difficult shots that Tennessee just made.
Well,
that back high backhand volley, what you just did, was extraordinary. That was a great shot.
We're very pleased with that.
It's beautiful.
Dick Van Patten serves. That was also a good shot, Mike. Right into the net. Van Patten. Back to Geronimo. Ooh,
nice.
A lovely lob back. Geronimo's wicked forehand. Overhand by Van Patten. Geronimo setting Van Patten up for the kill. Mike O'Mara high. And out.
Some good rallies.
It's a lovely... There's a lot of energy here, and I think it speaks well to Dick Van Patten that he is going against two men and holding up rather nicely.
It's pretty steady. My dad's pretty steady. And Don and Mike are quite good, actually.
They're really rising to the occasion.
It's amazing. I bet you these guys played, though. They must have played as kids.
They studied under one of the Van Pattens. I forget which one it was.
Hey, it's a good game. Played well.
Closing thoughts.
Played well.
I would like some oxygen.
Please.
If possible.
Play tennis.
I have played a little tennis, yes.
It shows.
Yeah, it shows, yeah.
The high backhand volley was incredible.
I have a loft problem, which is known as a lack of effing talent.
And as you can tell, I'm not very good at tennis. There you go, Dick. Thank you.
I had mentioned, I thought it was learned at the International House of Pancakes. It was so slow.
That's nice. Now we're having our balls busted by the Van Patten boys.
Well, they have every right to do so. You know, we're on their turf, so it's fine.
That's true. Well, listen, let's Let's leave the Van Pattens to whatever they were going to do with the rest of this wonderful day.
Let me tell you something, Dick, Jimmy, Nels, whenever you're in Washington, D.C. or the outlying areas, feel free to walk in to our homes unannounced.
Let's not be crazy about this.
You told me you were announced.
We're getting a massage, though, you know.
We didn't visit. Now, for everybody, we have plastic Don and Mike key tags. We brought you a gift. There you go. And we also brought some of our very outdated publicity photos for each of you.
Oh, Don, we have to personalize them.
If you want them signed, we would be glad to.
Absolutely.
Do you have a resume attached?
Yeah. That'll be following soon. No problem.
Now, these are not the prettiest pictures, but we hope that, in fact, you will find some wall of your home to put our faces.
It'll be up there with Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, fantastic.
With Farrah.
And she'll be dropping by later, right?
All right, well, listen, we will get out of your hair now. Thank you to all of the Van Pattens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Shauna,
and thank you.
Nancy.
Shauna and Nancy.
And thanks to...
Didn't meet Vincent's wife and two children, Betsy, but...
just out of curiosity, Dick, does she know his wife that he's getting a massage up in his bedroom?
No, he gets a massage about twice a week.
Oh, does he really?
He hurt his back when he was playing tennis professionally.
Oh, I got to try that line. All right. Okay.
I don't think my wife would go for that either.
You were going to sign these for you, absolutely. Oh,
actually, Rob will sign them for us. Rob mimics our signatures perfectly.
Go ahead, Rob, the whole family.
And we understand that this is what you Hollywood types do, that you don't actually sign yourself. You have one of your lemmings sign. So as you can see, he's written, "Hi, Dick," and that is very close to my actual signature.
Yeah, and he goes into some kind of reverse direction to do
Mike O'Mara's signature. And
there you go.
And you will see that is very much like our own signatures. As Rob signs another one, "Hi, Pat." Don Geronimo, "Hi, Pat." Michael Vera.
All the secrets out of the bag.
That's incredible.
You know what this is? This is like all those little kids looking at their Mark McGwire balls right now, wondering, did Mark McGwire really sign those balls?
I think the secret's out right now, and our secrets have been revealed. It's an American tragedy.
Well, listen, lead us through your house, and then we will be on our way if you would lead us back to the front door area.
All right, we are making our way through
this beautiful home,
the tennis compound.
Yeah, nice. And then we go past the Cato Kalin room again, and the bedroom, and the bathroom that we were in. And
oh, Don, let me just take a quick diversion here for one second.
What are you doing?
Just come here for a second, please.
Okay. Yes.
Just one little moment.
What are you doing?
I won't be, but...
Oh, Mike forgot his beer.
All right,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I want to save this as a souvenir.
Well, you are not driving, so...
No, that's right. I'm riding. What's the open container policy in the Los Angeles area? I don't know.
I can have it in the trunk, says
Pat. Now, if we get arrested, the Van Pattens will bail us out.
You know, something tells me he probably would.
Yeah, I think he would. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I could have used you about 2 months ago, Dick. And here we go, making our way through. This is the Van Patten dining room.
Wonderful.
And, what is it, Pat, what is that smell of potpourri or whatever?
Anything cooking, Pat?
No, it's a candle. Isn't it beautiful?
Well, scented candle. Reminds me of Charles Broyhill, who enjoys scented candles.
Well, you wouldn't think an insensitive dope like this would love candles, but he does.
Well, Dick, thank you, thank you, thank you.
When did you go back to Washington?
Wednesday. We leave Wednesday morning.
Oh, we'll have a great trip back, and if you want to come back over again, please do.
God bless you, Dick.
Well, you'll regret saying that.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Pat, nice meeting you and all you other guys. Thank you. And
Nels, Nancy, Shauna, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thanks.
See you guys. Thanks for letting us into your home.
Bye-bye, and Tom. I must say, I mean, it's kind of teary, this farewell. I mean, it was too quick, is what it was.
Tell Vincent we said bye-bye now.
Yes, we will.
And let's just get the sound of the door shutting here.
This is the sound of the door shutting here.
Goodbye, Van Pattens.
Bye, Van Pattens.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and the door, there it is.
There's the door slam. And inside, the Van Pattens breathe a collective sigh of relief.
The deed
is gone. Thank God those disc jockeys are gone. Oh. Well,
what's that?
Hold on a second. Here's Pat. What, Pat?
What?
You don't want to have a little dip before you go?
No, we have a little dip. He rides in the backseat. His name is Charles Broyhill.
No, we're going to get out of your hair now, Pat. But thank you for laying out such a nice spread.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Now that door will open automatically.
This gate will open automatically?
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay.
Well, truly Hollywood.
Let's get in the car here.
Okay. You want to take
the give me the microphone. And we'll do the whole thing live on the air from Dick Van Patten's house. Charlie Broyhill now climbing in the car. Rob, of course, lingering with the Van Pattens.
He just invited us to dinner.
Rob would stay here if he could. Rob would stay here forever. Well, you don't know how true that is. You'll have Rob here till tomorrow morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Nels,
Van Patten.
You guys
you
are the
too.
Greatest, and vice versa. Thanks so much.
Bye, Van Patten.
Bye, bye, Van Patten.
Bye, bye.
Bye-bye. We make our way out of the Van Patten compound. There it is, the door.
And the gate does open automatically.
The gate is opening up. How about those tennis courts, huh?
Hey, how about Farrah Fawcett calling?
Unbelievable.
And a slam man.
Slam man in the backyard. Vincent getting a massage. What
you know,
a day.
If we didn't have to get right over to CBS, I do believe that he kind of had his heart set on us, like maybe spending some time. Did you see that she had all of the snack foods out?
Let me tell you something, Don. I'll tell you what we did. Leave them wanting more. That is the key. Leave them wanting. It means a return visit to the Van Patten.
That's how we get back next time.
That's right. It's definitely possible.
Do you think they're all just scratching their collective heads right now?
You know what I think, really, honestly, after looking at them? I think they dug this as much as we did. They had fun doing it. And how about those Van Patten hottie women?
Hey, I maintain that there was something going on with Vincent.
Oh, I believe that. Well, she had a big bottle of lotion in her hand. Well, I'm sure it was the normal massage.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, it was...
Wife and kids away.
Va-va-va-voomski.
Boy, the wife and kids away. Bring the masseuse over.
All right, well, our thanks to the Van Pattens. We've done it.
We did it. Yay!
We actually crashed the Van Patten house. And when we get back to the 101, which should be just one or two stoplights ahead, I will not get us lost. We will make a left-hand turn on the 101, which is the... it might be the Hollywood Freeway.
Oh, my God.
Or is it the Ventura Freeway?
It's the Ventura
Freeway. No. I'm positive. No, guess what? I'm positive that once we get past the freeway, we are less than 10 minutes away from CBS.
Fantastic.
And I bet that we'll probably get lost, so there'll probably be another break from the car. So let's just stop right here, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is this going to end up on Geronimo's air? You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Just crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. Ain't no friend of mine. I said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. They said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. Ain't no friend of mine.
Thank you. the Doobie Brothers, bringing back some old memories at 810 WABC Music Time at 75 degrees. I'm George Michael, and I want to make you a winner. Are you ready? Second caller, 212-955-9222, who win a pair of tickets to the hit Broadway show of Dracula. Dial now. Let's make you a winner as we bring you your great summer of music on WABC with News B. Shake it all down to the ground at WABC at 818 with George Michael. Monday evening, I would like to turn back the hands of time. What a good, good record this is. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, in a note of optimism. Beyond the horizon, there is sunshine.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's not the heat, it's the stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
George McFly on the air.
Maybe you call him during the next break for me, Robbie. I see if he wants to talk on the air.
That's fair. Okay.
Gotta be like my secretary.
He'll want to talk on the air.
Can you call him now?
You wouldn't even have to screen that call. You could call him. No, I mean, he loves being on the air.
Well, that's true.
You think he'd be bummed? You know him better than I do.
Buried down in this message, man.
Really?
Buried? Well, let me call him.
See, I know his...
This will cheer him up.
I know his on-air persona better than his off-air persona.
I guess he could always say he didn't feel like talking.
Let me play you the message that he left me, and then you tell me what you think.
Oh, okay.
Like, hey, honey, don't pick up the phone. I want to play that message that George left.
All right, didn't even ring. All right, bye, boo-boo.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
So he's down, but you said he's got prospects, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. So you got a couple of job offers.
Hello?
Ah, there we go.
Okay, good.
Boo-boo, I raised it. I just remembered.
Oh, honey.
Oh, sorry. I wrote down his number, but I was just clearing all the messages.
Did you recap the message? Didn't you think he sounded very down in that message?
Yeah, he did.
Mm, yeah.
I'm very, very blown out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really down, man.
Yeah, that was sad.
All right, I love you.
And he wants more advice from you?
Yeah.
All right.
Go figure that.
I'm very, very sick.
All right, bye, boo-boo.
Although I don't feel any guilt about that I don't think I did anything to...
You did the opposite. You told him to get his act together.
No, have George get
didn't
fired.
You tell him, wasn't your advice to be happy and do his job and kind of go in there and, you know, do what they told him to do?
Follow the rules when he had to follow the rules, right?
Yeah,
when they're cracking the whip on you, that's when you have to kind of bend over and just take it.
Right.
It's a very fine line. Not too many people know when to follow the rules and only when you have to follow the rules.
Yeah, well, that's right, honey.
Hold on, let me see. Wait a minute. What's his name? George McFly.
I've got him under the M's. McFly.
Uh-huh. I've got him.
Let me see. Do you have his phone number there?
Downstairs. Do you want me to go look?
I got a new number. I'll try it.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Call me if you need me.
Okay.
Bye, sweetie.
I will. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's my very sensitive wife.
She sounds like she's in a very good spirits today.
No, we didn't watch that animal show.
Yeah, my wife's really depressed today.
She didn't sound like it when I answered the phone when she called for you.
No, not at all.
Good thing I don't have anything going on with your wife. Because I got to pick up the phone in the office. We have two extensions.
Right.
And as soon as Mike figures out that it's his wife, he picks up the phone, but he didn't say anything.
I was being paid.
Hey, George?
No, Joan.
Joan, hey, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Joan.
Hi, Joan. How you doing?
Hi.
Listen, how's George doing?
He's hanging in there.
Yeah, I just got his message. We're on the air, Joan, if that's okay.
Are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if George wanted to talk on the air or anything.
Yeah, probably. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Good.
So anyway, Mike's wife calls today in the office, and I pick up the phone and go, hello, like Major Bill.
Right.
And she says, hey, is Mike there? Hey, George, hold on a second. She says, hey, is Mike there? And I said, oh, he might be here. And meanwhile, Mike has picked up the telephone, and he's not saying anything on the extension.
Right.
So it's like, if I had something going with your wife, and she said to him, like, oh, listen, I really love you so much, then you would have caught us.
Yeah, like you don't.
Not me, Mike, but maybe somebody else on the staff.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Charlie Broyhill.
Carlos Broyhill.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, here he is now, disc jockey extraordinaire George McFly. Hello, George.
Thanks, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there, George. Hi, I'm sorry to hear about it, man.
Hey, man.
Thanks, man.
Just got your message right before we went on the air today.
Yeah.
So I was out running a bunch of errands.
Unfortunate.
That's
writing was on the wall, buddy.
That's why I didn't call you earlier. How you doing?
Relieved.
Yeah. Relieved. Okay. All right. That's better than being bummed out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been actually standing in the tub. Joni, thank God for wives, because I have a hairy butt, and she was just trimming it with the groomsman.
Your wife was trimming your ass hair?
Yeah.
On the inside or the outside?
Inside and out. I mean, it's terribly embarrassing.
Oh.
It is.
Oh, George.
You were just having your butt hair trimmed?
Well, yeah, you can't get back there.
Oh, George, how much hair do you have back there?
That's weird, because you notice I'm not a very hairy person. Like, on my chest, I have some and everything. But just all of a sudden, I don't know if it's from the steroids in the past.
She must really love you, man.
But Sasquatch ass.
She must really love you.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you opened up those two pillows and then got the jungle in there.
Did you soak for a while before you started that procedure?
No, it's now the razor. It's with that dry thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the drier the better.
A beard trimmer.
And women find it, not that it matters because I'm married, but women find it repulsive when a guy has a hairy butt.
Yeah, I think most other guys find it repulsive, George.
How about you guys? I mean, do you?
I don't have a particularly hairy button. I got a lot of hair all over my body.
No. I am virtually hairless everywhere.
You got some Indian in you, though, don't you?
Which one are you talking to?
No, George, that's a made-up name.
No, I know it is, but, I mean, literally, don't you have some Indian in you?
I don't know. You know I'm adopted. I don't know what I am.
Oh, I bet you do, because, you know, Indians, the Cherokees and all those people, the Cherokee people, they are hairless.
Okay, listen. Tell us about... What happened? Now, contractually, are you okay to be on the radio now? I know that they had yelled at you before for coming on our show there.
Yeah, do you remember what I told you, what the write-up actually said? That I'm no longer able to, talk on the air with you guys.
Yeah, and you had also gone on the air at your other friend's station there in Denver, right?
Yeah, but they just called me Freaky George. It wasn't, we didn't say McFly or anything.
Right, so I mean, is it okay now for you to do this? You're not in any violation or anything?
Yeah, I'm completely unemployed.
Okay,
all right. Well, listen, buddy, what happened?
My contract was up, and, Don, there's so much truth in the heart of it, that's why I told you I feel relieved, and I mean, no kidding, it's because I will not play that music ever again. I wouldn't let my daughter listen to it,
Did Georgia station, like a hardcore rap station?
Holler if you hear me. Let me hear you say,
I know. That music's annoying.
I mean, it's really, really bad.
All right, so listen, you got canned. Did you get any severance?
No.
Ooh. No? Ouch. Don't they have to give you some kind of severance?
No, my deal was up.
Oh, geez, no. All right, then what are the prospects? Let's work on the future.
Okay. West Palm Beach, I got something cooking in the morning.
Oh, that's a good place for you.
Well, thing is, remember, guys, I've never been about money. I mean, I'd do this for food money if it was the right format. Remember how much fun it used to be?
Well, I'm just saying the area. I was thinking more like the area. Like, you'd be you're a Florida beach kind of guy.
No, if you could get, like, a Rockford Files trailer and live down by the beach.
Yeah, you'd be happy.
Is it even legal?
You'd like the climate, wouldn't you?
Remember, like, Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon when he had a trailer on the beach? Is that legal, or is that just...
That's very much, for those of you trying to get a mental picture of George McFly,
yes,
please think of Mel Gibson and how scatterbrained he is in the movies Lethal Weapon, and that is
right.
Our man, George.
Scatterbrained.
All right, that's option number one, George, is West Palm Beach. What else you got cooking?
Two things going on in Chicago, believe it or not, my hometown.
Mm. All right, what are those opportunities?
There is... this latest rage with this company is jamming oldies. It's like, I don't know, I guess like Donna Summer Bad Boys and...
Sounds to me like music you'd hate.
No, music that I dig. Music, I mean...
Disco?
Are you a disco guy, George?
No, but anything with a beat. See, my problem was...
Working at a station with a beat.
No, but there was no intros. I don't want to get too inside and boring, but I'm...
You get inside. It's all right. Our audience understands. When you talk about intros, you mean since George plays records, he wants to work at a station that has lots of time on the intros of records where he can talk.
Yeah, that's right. Understandable. Yeah, and that's normal.
Right. And so, this jamming oldies format... Mm-hmm. Looks good in Chicago.
What is the format in West Palm Beach?
Oh, completely mainstream, straight ahead, top 40. Mm. Great Goo Goo Dolls, that kind of stuff.
That already sounds better to me than you going and playing disco records. But what's your third option?
Okay, Dallas. With Joel Salkowitz, he's a great guy.
Joel Salkowitz.
He hired me.
Joel Salkowitz from the one up in New York
from Hot 97. Joel Salkowitz is the Antichrist.
He's Satan.
Satan.
You guys even know him?
Yes, yeah. The one from Hot 97.
Oh, he's a great guy.
What oh, he's a Nimrod.
No.
Christ, they brought him in to try to step on our show.
Is it still Emmis? Is it still Emmis that he's working for?
No, he's with Chancellor. Anyway, from what
I wouldn't trust Joel Salkowitz.
Just a feet up, very laid back.
Uh-uh.
I love that.
He's a dick,
in
man.
Fairness, we didn't have a tremendous amount of contact.
But do you remember they brought him in to be like an out-of-town consultant for our show?
Yeah, we see that goofy guy like
I remember him.
You do.
Big, bushy beard, little round glasses. Hey, your show's good, but...
Hey,
you guys are just doing too many bits.
Well, you know,
you gotta play the hits, man. Yeah. I remember. Listen, that's one thing I do remember. Every goddamn consultant and program director that ever gave me a hard time,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember. And Joel Salkowitz stifles creativity.
Now he's with the bad company. The company we hate.
Yeah. Just the opposite. But you know, I was young, and he just left me alone. You know.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, that guy's bad news, man.
What I recall, great guy. But listen, next...
You recall... make your own decisions, George. You really
sure.
do.
Sure.
Next, there's a midday opening at Star in L.A.
Oh, that would be a good job for you.
You know, just because. You know, L.A. and normal format again.
That's a good station. Star 98.7, you'd be good there.
Yeah, and so, remember, these. I got no offers yet, but all bites, nibbles, you know. People calling me up and just wondering what's going on. Whatever.
Here's how I'd rank them, okay? First would be L.A., okay? Because you'd be able to make the most money there and get the most exposure.
Right.
Second, I'd say West Palm Beach, because you'd be able to branch out and be creative doing a morning show. Third, disco in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth option,
Joel Salkowitz.
Salkowitz, buddy.
Do you guys know Chris Schiebel?
Chris Schiebel is one of my best friends. I'm not, no lie.
No, I'm kidding. No, no kidding. This guy is putting on a station in Chicago.
Is he the guy in Chicago?
Yeah, no, this is another one, though. This is a top 40. But, Don, it's called a tri-frequency. Help me understand this. It's like 6,000 watts.
Oh, they have three different dial positions because they don't totally cover Chicago. I'll tell you this. As I was running down Salkowitz, I would run up Chris Schiebel. Chris Schiebel is a good guy, man.
Yeah.
Do you remember him, Buzz?
The name's familiar, but I can't put a face with it.
Remember?
He worked at WLS when we worked at WBB. He worked at WLS when I worked there. He's... kind of pasty, almost looks albino.
Blonde?
Yes, very, very blonde and asexual. For a long time, we thought he might be a queer, but as it turns out, he was just...
I think I met him. Yeah.
He was just, like, not into men and not into women. He's just asexual.
Really?
Interesting.
Well,
yeah, but a good guy.
Radio.
Really good guy, though, man.
But he's got all day parts open, and, like I said, it's home. But when you press, let's say you're driving around Chicago, if you press scan, you don't pick it up. So, I want to believe in it. I want them to win.
I would put him above Salkowitz. I mean, you can drop my name with Chris Schiebel. Please do. He's one of the few guys in this business I get along with.
Mm-hmm. I didn't put two and two together, but I recall that you worked at LS and so did he.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that Jam and Oldies format is going on in Dallas and in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they're going to fly me out next Saturday to do an air shift in Dallas.
I just think you're not going to be happy playing disco music, George.
Well, he asked me if I'd be comfortable talking to the listeners and not shucking and jiving over the intros, which I thought I was going to be able to do. But it's the demo is 35-year-old women, and here I'm a 35-year-old guy. And, just more topical, almost like a hot AC approach.
Well, listen, you got to do what you think is right, but I know the real George McFly is the guy that we've been talking to right now who would probably really like to talk about his wife cutting his ass hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if you're going to work at a station that is targeting 35-year-old females...
Yeah, they would want to hear about the ass trimming.
The first time...
Well, they'd want to hear about it, but, as far as you did it.
I had to delete you out, Mike.
What's that?
You said a-hole. You said the whole word.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's
right. Sorry about that. I just, all of a sudden I was back in the hallways at WABA. Sorry about that, George. You relaxed too much.
No, that part of it is very embarrassing, but...
Hey, you know what I mean, George? You are a crazy individual, and I could picture you working at a station that targets 35-year-old females, and the first time you do something that's off the wall, they're going to call you and give you all that crap. You say, picture the ideal 35-year-old woman. We want you to talk about the things you're talking about.
Yeah.
Talk about Ally McBeal, buddy.
Yeah, you'd probably be frustrated in that situation.
You know, that's what's kind of exciting and why I said at the beginning of the conversation that it's almost like a relief, because... You're right. Now, it's not like it was 10 years ago where L.A.'s calling, New York's calling, you know, Chicago for when I was a night jock. I'm getting these weird little nibbles like Anchorage mornings or West Palm mornings.
Hey, you'd be good in Alaska, George.
I think you could handle Anchorage.
Oh, I'd love it. I'm serious.
I know you would.
You might want to consider that because you could be a bigger fish in a smaller pond. I mean, let's face it, the entertainment options in Anchorage, Alaska have got to be pretty limited.
Oh, I do it. I mean, seriously, one guy got killed by, a moose killed him last year, it was in the paper, because he rammed his car into this moose. It's the last.
Should have been on that Fox show last night.
Yeah, I tell you, those moose are dangerous. They were on that show last night.
Hold on, George. I got a perspective offer for you right here, guy.
Really?
In Easton, Pennsylvania, says he used to know you. Hello?
Actually, Easton, Maryland.
Oh, Easton, Maryland.
Yeah. Who is it? George.
Beaver?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's the Beef. I think he called your show before, Don.
This is Beaver Cleaver?
No, I'm not. That's what I was known as when George and I were living together back in 1986.
87, my friend.
Were you lovers?
No.
All right. I was just curious.
He was there for 2 weeks and then he split. I don't know. Are you a program director now?
Yes, I am.
Where?
CEI?
That would be it.
WCEI.
All right, listen. Hold on a second there, Gary. George.
Where is that?
That is...
George, that is so small.
That is nothing small. Yeah. That's nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that the guy probably offered you $16,000 a year there.
Maybe.
Hey, listen, I mean, is it true that the DC 101 have mornings open?
DC 101 sucks.
You know what I mean? But if I went there...
Yeah, if you went there, they just want a guy that's going to play records.
Oh, jeez.
All right, listen, we got to go, but here's my recommendation. Like
no,
I say,
thank you. I mean, this was very dull conversation, but thank you.
No. You should go after the job in L.A.
Okay.
Then you should try West Palm Beach. Then you should try Chris Schiebel.
Anchorage.
Then Anchorage, yes. And you know what I'd say? Easton, Maryland, before you work for Joel Salkowitz.
Oh, okay.
I think Joel Salkowitz.
Beautiful country down there in Easton.
I swear to God, Joel Salkowitz is an evil guy, man. He doesn't want DJs to be DJs. He's one of those guys that was a frustrated DJ,
right.
And he gets his rocks off by telling disc jockeys to shut up.
I swear to God, I don't recall that. Really? He's been nothing but a pleasant memory to me.
Well, you got
to
follow your own heart, too, you know?
You know, I mean, it just... You know, as I'm humbled and just sitting, sharing a seat with my ass at home, it's just nice when these people call, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, listen, let us know what happens. And if you need anything, please do call.
Well, I was kind of wondering. Remember what we talked about all along? How, you know...
You can't work on this show, George.
Well, the thing is I don't even want any money. Just put me up.
George, you can't work on this show. Well, I don't have room for you. I got Mike. I got Buzz.
Yeah, I know.
I got Robbie. Carlos Broyhill, Christine, no room at the inn. Sorry, George.
I know, but you know I listen to you guys every night.
I know, appreciate it, but George, listen, really, me and Mike got a thing going here. Sorry.
I mean, you
got
to make a living anyway, George.
You can't come up here and work for free. Live in my basement. You can't do that.
Through bankruptcy, I am 100% debt-free.
Good.
No, that's good. All the more reason to, start putting some money away.
Well, okay, yeah. Hey, guys, my future looks bright. My father does pretty well, you know, and I found out in, like, about 10 years or wherever, I'll have, like, $1 million.
Oh, so when your dad dies, you're going to do good?
Yeah.
How old's your dad?
59.
You might want to think about hiring a guy to kill your dad.
Oh, God.
But you see, money, I'm not going to be homeless. I have family.
All right, well, but listen, good. George... You know I love you, but this show's not an option for you. I'm sorry. This is the second time that I have had to have this. This is the same conversation I had to have with Lewis the Retard right before we went on the air today.
Well, but come on. I mean, am I Lewis the Retard?
No, you're not, but I had to say the same thing to him as I'm saying to you.
You know, after 13 years, we have it pretty well oiled, honed and refined, George.
And let me say that again, though, that you're right, Mike. You're right. But he makes a great show... tremendous? I don't know. I mean...
George, listen. I'm very happy with the way everything's going right now on this show. I'd like to help you out.
You stick a gun in your mouth because I have a fatigue factor, don't I? Don't I?
What?
I have a fatigue factor.
George, it has nothing to do with you. I'm happy with Mike. Buzz does a great job. I got Rob A. Spiewak in the wings. Hell, there's hardly room enough for all of us to talk now as it is.
No, I agree. You know, so basically you made my decision for me. I have to do mornings and stay somewhere.
Okay. Right. Listen, just be happy, man. If you need any advice, if you need a reference, call me.
Thank you so much, man, and I mean that.
And would you like to say anything to your former program director? That son of a bitch who's probably listening to this right now.
He actually made a phone call to the guy in West Palm for me and talked me up.
I hate that when a guy is two-faced like that. When a guy on one hand will fire you, but then will call the next guy to tell him to hire you. Yeah.
But there was,
because, you know, if I'm the guy in West Palm, I go, well, if this guy's so great, why'd you fire him?
But there was truth in the heart of it. I couldn't stand the music. He knew it. Yeah. Finally, he wanted somebody that really believed in it.
All right, so you don't want to say anything bad about it. That's okay.
Yeah, it's just not in my character. You know that.
Okay, I got you.
You know, and now that I'm done. The one thing I will say, though, is I am done, and I will never compromise myself again.
Good.
I am done with Turbinet rap radio. Never again.
All right, good.
Well, even if I have to dig ditches, I swear to God.
All right, well, let me know how it goes, and good luck with Joni trimming your ass here.
I'm done.
Okay, all right, beautiful.
Well, thanks,
good luck, George.
Thanks
don't,
so much.
Good luck.
Don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
guys. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, there is George McFly.
He's something, isn't he?
He certainly is.
You gotta love him, bro.
And hey, he's a guy that knows how to get another job, so he'll be fine.
No, I mean, that guy's talented as all get out, man.
He's talented. No way I can stand working with him.
Even if you had the big old coronary, Mike.
He's an interesting guy.
I don't think that's gonna happen, George. I hate to get your hopes up. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Don on my show.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. I just want to let you guys know, through the grapevine here at work, there is an affiliate with the L.A. Lakers who is having... This is a high gentleman, by the way. This is a...
What? Come on.
Wait, you're slurring through this whole thing.
You got marbles in your mouth. Now, first off, are you going to say something bad about a member of the Lakers?
No, definitely not. I am from California. There's no way a bad thing could come out of my mouth about the Lakers. The Lakers are my team, along with the Sacramento Kings.
Are you drunk?
I am from Sacramento.
Are you drunk?
Am I drunk?
Yes.
Well, let's not talk about that now.
Are you?
All right. Good call, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you've had one on a Friday.
No, really, really, really.
Come on, what do you want?
Okay, well, there's a...
Now, you said affiliate. Do you mean an associate?
No, he was caught having sexual relations, him and two buddies, with two teenagers. I'm not sure if you've heard about it, but...
You are speaking in such veiled references. Are you talking about a guy who plays for the Lakers?
Reynolds.
See, you do want to say something bad about a member of the Los Angeles Lakers.
No, what are you doing?
Well, you know something? If it surfaces in the newspaper, we'll certainly know about it.
Right.
Isn't it a great thing, though?
Isn't it a great
thing? Our dreams come true.
What a great thing. Wow.
Hey, his excuse was, though. His excuse after he got caught.
No, listen, you can't say that because that is slanderous. First of all, I don't know what the guy you're talking about. Second, I don't even know if it's true or not. So as far as I know, it's not true.
When it surfaces in the paper, you'll know.
Okay, thank you.
Have another drink.
Okay.
All right.
Two.
Bye-bye.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, man.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Angela. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you, Angela.
I'm 66 trying to make it home. But anyhow, that guy George that you were talking to and being very generous with.
George, but listen.
He kind of reminds me of Lutard. I mean, he just didn't get the point that there was no room for him at your station.
George is nothing like Lewis. George is, first off, a very talented guy.
And he's humble also, and he was very humble, and he was very thankful, and he's very respectful. And
George has a good heart, man. It's just George really loves this show. And the whole time I've known George, it's kind of been his dream to work with me, but it's just not going to happen, man.
Oh, okay.
He told me that it was his dream to work with me, though. That's what he said to me when he spoke to me in private. He said that a long time ago.
Did he really?
He said, Mike O'Mara, I wanted to work with you for my whole life.
Then,
Rob,
huh?
You too?
Yeah.
Oh, Buzz, did he ever speak to you?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah, he did.
Well, anyhow.
You guys are all just jealous because there's someone else who wants to work with me. That's okay.
That's true.
That's all right. Don't be threatened. I'm not leaving you.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike O'Reilly, Rod and Fez, Redskins, 106.7 WJ.